Hey, it's Mr. Chaz, and if you're looking for any conscious discipline materials to help build your child's social emotional skills and even maybe build your own through the books they have for adults, the books they have for children that help you learn the same skills at the same time, then go to the show notes and click on the link and you can get free shipping if you use my promo code Mr. Chaz 2022.
What's my name? What's my name? What's my name?
Welcome to Mr. Chaz's Leadership, Parenting, and Teaching podcast, where I introduce you to the people that can help you on your leadership, parenting, or teaching journey. And today, got another solo episode, another short solo episode, and we're talking about toddlers and how to help them learn to take turns. Now, this is a great topic to talk about. A lot of people really struggle with, and we know that toddlers are not in a developmental place where they can really share, where they can really kind of play with the same thing. But we want to set the groundwork for what to do and how to take turns, how to ask for a turn, how to give a turn. And we want to put some groundwork in to helping toddlers learn how to do that. Before I even start this podcast, one, just to say that expecting a toddler to share is a very high expectation to have for a toddler. It's something they're not really developmentally ready for, to have the same toy and to be playing with it at the same time, taking turns where one child is playing with something and then they're giving it to another child, or they give it to someone else and drop it. That is more what toddlers are ready to do. Now, toddlers are also have a very, very hard time waiting for things, just like adults have a hard time waiting for things. You know, it's been 3 years and I'm still waiting for things to go back to completely normal. And I guess I'm just going to have to deal with my disappointment or choose to see things in a different light and choose to see things in a different perspective and embrace the changes that have happened since the pandemic and see the good in them and accept them and roll with them. Now, me as an adult, I can do that. But as a toddler, that is not a skill that they can really do, that they even really have the capacity for, of perspective taking. But we can lay the groundwork for helping them take turns. I'm going to give you some very practical things to do and to say with toddlers. This may not be a full comprehensive podcast episode, but I'm trying to do some shorter ones that give you some very specific skills and some very specific understanding. If you want longer, more comprehensive podcast episodes, really diving into the entirety of a topic, then I suggest listening to some of the older podcasts where I'm bringing people on and we're having full hour, sometimes a little bit longer than that, conversations. So the first question that, you know, when I'm in a classroom or a parent, talking to a parent, they ask me, like, what do I say? What do I do in this moment? The child doesn't want to give a turn. And so first thing I'd say, try to practice when they're regulated and a different time when it's not the super awesome thing that this toddler has and another child is trying to take it, whether it's another toddler or another 3 or 4 or 5 year old trying to take it. Yes, there's opportunity for teaching there, but our best opportunities for teaching are in the times where they're going to be the most receptive are times when they're regulated. And so I would get something that is not a super desirable toy and kind of sit down with them and say, we're going to practice taking turns. And you're going to show them that if when they want to turn, they can put their palms facing up, and we can say both palms, and say, turn please, It's a two-word sentence. Now, if they're not using two-word sentences, you might just be showing them with the palms, right? If they're not speaking at all, because you want to meet them where they're at. You know, if they were an older child, they're a child who is older than a toddler, then, you know, we might give them a little bit more language. Can I have the next turn? Can I play with it when you're done? Can you give it to me when you're finished? But we're talking about toddlers right now. But that is also something I know a lot of parents out there have, a one-year-old, a two-year-old, and a four-year-old, five-year-old. And so just understanding you got to meet everyone where they're at. And the reason why you put the palms up, because it is not as aggressive as the grabbing. If the palms are down and it's a more of a grabby, snatchy kind of thing, it's turn please, and they wait for the thing to be put in their hand. Now, inevitably, the question after this is like, what if they say no, right? What if the child says no? I don't, you know, they don't want to give the other child a turn, the other toddler a turn. Now, a lot of people, what they would do is say, you need to give a turn right now. Give it to them. Right. But we really should allow them to play with that toy. And it's not very respectful to, especially if it's something that is available and is not a singular thing that someone has. It's not a, let's say you have one fire truck that everyone can sit on, you know, at that point, if there's one fire truck, you got, you know, 10 kids and seven of them want to sit on the fire truck, then taking the turns and being clear about the amount of time that a person has to be on that fire truck may be appropriate, because that's more of a community toy. Now, if it's something where it is, you know, the trucks, right? And I would very much, now part of this is being intentional about your environment. I would be intentional and have more than just one truck. And I would be, you know, if I was really being intentional, I would have the same three kinds of trucks, or just multiple of the same kind of thing, just so that you could reduce the amount of conflict that you're going to have. Now, conflict isn't a bad thing, but sometimes there is too much conflict for what the teacher can handle, and we're just setting ourselves up for failure. And you have a bunch of things where it's only one of things. We're setting the children and ourselves up for failure because we're not properly preparing the environment. Sometimes that's the reality, and you know, we have to roll with it and rock with it as it comes. But so what if the child says no? Back to the original question. What if the child says no? I don't want to give you a turn. You can look to the you can look to them and say, not yet, right? And say, not yet. He's not ready to give you a turn yet. But not yet, just two words, right? Because we're talking about toddlers. You don't want to use a lot of words. It looks like he's not ready to give you a turn right now. Maybe too many words for that toddler to process, especially in that moment. Not yet, especially when used consistently, can be something that they can easily understand and grasp. And then the child may be really upset by that. Maybe like, I want it now, or you know, or now or mine, right? Where it's like, you haven't even been playing with it all day. This is something that is, but they're saying mine because they want it. And that's an opportunity to really kind of show empathy to the child. And it's like, yeah, you're sad because, you know, you want the toy. Or sometimes we don't even need to use words. Again, you know, that response might be, and depending on, you know, I say toddler, but that's still a pretty wide developmental range. Not every toddler is in the same developmental stage. And so that's why I'm kind of going into the toddler, 3, 4 year old kind of language. And so they say no, You respond, not yet. The child is still upset because they want it right now. You empathize with them. You know, you still hold the boundary and still make sure they don't take the toy. Help them resist, because impulse control is very difficult for a toddler. And so we help them by holding the boundary and not allowing them to snatch the toy away from the other child. But we empathize with them, and we genuinely, our intention is really important here, because our intention isn't to, you know, to punish the child or just to be like, oh my goodness, like, it's not yours. Like, our tone, our facial expressions, they matter. You don't have to use words, a bunch of words or any words, to offer empathy to a child. It could be tone, right? Like, it can be your tone, it can be facial expression, it can be body language, you know, it could be a hug. There's lots of ways that you're going to offer empathy that don't require a lot of words. And then, you know, we had another time, we let them try again. And since we're talking about toddlers especially, that toddler is not going to play with the toy forever. Like, this is something that we have to know, that toddlers are, you know, what's great about toddlers, what's difficult about them, and what's great about them is that they are constantly exploring different hypotheses and testing different things out. So they are maybe really into that thing in that moment, but I mean, give it a few minutes. And it may be a few minutes where you're really holding the boundary and you're offering empathy to that child, but something else will spark this child's interest and they'll be done with it. And they'll probably drop it. And while we would prefer for them to give them the toy, and that's why we practice ahead of time to say, your turn, or here you go. And when we're doing this, because this is a podcast, you can't actually see me. You want to use you really want to talk with your hands a lot, especially with toddlers, because they are very visual beings. I mean, we all are, but especially toddlers, they really rely on the visuals. So the turn, please, is the palms up. And now you also want to teach the child, this is the very beginning stages of teaching a toddler to be assertive, and maybe they don't want the person to take their toy. And so how do we help that toddler communicate that? How do we get in the very beginning stages? Now, it's, you know, teach the toddler to say no or stop. Probably already knows the word no. You might want to introduce the word stop, right? Introduce it, stop, right? And when you do the stop, again, it's the hand motion stop, but you want to put the hands kind of closer, show them closer to their body, right? Because if you put the hands out, then it's going to be like, it's a push, right? And they're going to be like, no, and they're going to be pushing hands close to the body. And it's stop, right? And so, again, a very short episode about how to help toddlers learn to take turns and give them language and kind of what to do in these situations. But over time, as you teach them and as they grow and develop, these skills will grow and develop with them. And you're going to give them more words, and you're going to be able to do more problem solving with them. And, you know, you're going to give them choices, and then they're going to be able to come up with their own choices and their own ways of solving the problem. But it starts here. You know, it starts very young, you know. And so that is what to do. Now, one last piece of advice, especially if you're like, man, like, I'm holding the boundary, like, he keeps on wanting the toy, and he's following the child around. He's following him around the room to try to get the toy. Like, he just won't stop, right? He still believes the toy is his, and he's still trying to get it. The conflict is still occurring. And we can get very frustrated by that. Like, we can start off very regulated and then be very frustrated after some time has passed. And often it's really it could feel like a very long time, but often it's really a few minutes or so. But even if it's 10 minutes, think about us as adults, how long it takes for us to resolve conflict, right? Sometimes it takes, think about, you know, the conflict that you have with your in-laws, or conflict that you may have had with a friend in the past, or conflict that you had with a coworker, right? Did you solve the conflict in 5-10 minutes? No, probably not. Did you solve it in a day? A lot of times, no. Like, I've worked with, you know, in many schools, and a lot of times the conflict happens and it takes so long to even, you know, identify that, you know, it's happening because we've learned to kind of shut down our emotions. So we'll internalize it, and then we'll do a bunch of passive aggressive stuff. And then there's the person will do something. Like, why are they like that? And maybe at some point they'll lash out. They hear that someone was talking about them, or all these things that will happen. It's this long conflict that we have as adults, and part of the issue is that we don't know how to be assertive, and we don't know how to tell people what we need, and to how to get our needs met, and how to really communicate in a clear way, and how to, a lot of times, do our regulation, our self-regulation, so that we can be assertive in an effective way and not go over into the realm of aggression, right? A lot of times we start off as passive and then we get aggressive. But if we were to regulate ourselves, we could really access that skill of assertive, our skill of assertive better. And we may not be great at that skill, but it's something that we can practice, right? And it's going to take time for us to practice. And we're not going to be perfect at it even when we start practicing. But that's why we're starting from very young, from the time that they're toddlers, to say, stop, or turn, please, right? Very beginning stages of being assertive, of learning how to get our needs met, of learning how to communicate through this conflict. And I said a couple days, or I know a lot of conflicts that still have not been solved, right? I'm thinking about a few right now, months, years, never being solved. So understand that while conflict is happening amongst your children in your classroom or your household, that it doesn't always pass as quickly as we would like. And the emotions don't always pass as quickly as we would like. But one thing for sure that you can count on, emotions will always come and they will always go. They will come and they will go. They will come and they will go. And the better we get at learning these skills of self-regulation, of how to be assertive, of how to make choices and help children make choices, and the more we learn these skills, the more that we will be able to be in control of how those emotions pass through us. We don't want to ignore all the emotions. We want to feel the emotions, and we want to use the emotions. Something Amy Spidell said today that I love, and I'm going to take with me, and you'll probably hear me say it on social media, you know, who it came from, is that our senses, like our senses, right, touch, smell, hearing, they're there to help us get information about our external world. Now, but our emotions, they're there to help us get information about our internal world. And if we imagine, if we try to ignore our emotions the same, we try to ignore our senses the same way we ignore our emotions, right? Like, imagine, you know, sometimes we don't like what is coming, what we're smelling or what we're tasting, but that smell might tell you, hey, you might want to move away from that. That taste might tell you, hey, you might not want to eat that, right? It's spoiled, right? You open up the fridge and you smell the milk to know, hey, this isn't for me. I'm going to make a choice on whether I'm going to drink this or not. Oh, you know what? I smelled it. Okay, information. This is good. I can use this for my smoothie. But smelled it. Ooh, this is bad. I might have to just use some extra yogurt for my smoothie today. Same thing with emotions, right? Of, oh, like, this is bringing up a lot of anger in me. What is that? Let's pay attention to that. Is this a time where my needs aren't getting met and I need to tell the other person what I need, or I need to make a choice about what, if I want to put myself in this situation or not, or if I want to remove myself from this situation? It's our emotions that give us the information about our internal world that help us know what we need in that moment and what to do. So I'm going to leave y'all with that. I know this was just about toddlers, but it's all connected. All connected. I hope you guys have a great day, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.
What's my name? What's my name? What's